Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and it's a pleasure to have you with us today. So we are coming up on the middle of May, May 15th. Did you see the moon last night? It was absolutely huge here in the south, and it was great because all of the rain clouds had gone away, except there were a few of these really big white billowy clouds, and the moon was so bright. When it got behind it, it could light up a whole room. I hope you were able to see it in your area because the moon, if you look at it, when we'll be talking today, moon and the sun, they all have energy. And how great it is to even notice that there's a full moon. Do you know how many people I talk to and they're like, full moon, yeah, whatever, who cares? And they don't even pay attention. So we want to talk today about energy, energy of plants, energy of the sun, of the moon, everything, the stars, and even energy of our own bodies. And let me tell you, there are so many people that don't even understand that your body has energy, and that's really a driving force. They sometimes think that their driving forces are the medications they take, or their body is just whatever it is, and they'll do whatever they want in their life, and eventually they'll come to the end of their life, and that they don't really have a part in the life in going through it. Kind of interesting, you know, there's a whole long paradigm of different type of people in this world. So today we are going to be sharing about the vibration of your body, plant essences, and how they can really help you, and why are they so important. And, you know, I really think that that's a great topic because a lot of people are getting into this plant-based diet recently. And they're, oh, well, I know that I need to carry around my glass of green goop because it said on Facebook, you know, I'm supposed to put these three things together and, hey, that's really going to help me and it's going to cure cancer. Okay. And also when I go to the grocery store, I have to buy organic. Doesn't matter where I am, but I'm just looking for that sticker or that sign. Okay. And we think, so why are we doing that? Why are we saying plants are good to help your body and help you get nutrition in? It's because they have energy. And that's what we'll be talking about, is the next step in why plants are so important. My guest today is Diana Pepper. She's from Tree Frog Farm. I started following Tree Frog Farm probably about a year and a half ago. I got an email, I think, or something, or I don't even know. Randomly, somehow, I found it. And I signed up for their newsletter. And every time I get a newsletter, they have a new product for that month. And I'll tell you, every time I'll say, oh, I need that. And it says, are you stressed out? Oh, I need that. Are you having a lot of headaches? Oh, I need that one this month. Oh, do you need to really feel centered? Oh, I need that one this month. Or maybe your heart just feels like it's lost. I need that this month. So this will be really great for everyone to sign up for their newsletter, for Tree Frog Farm's newsletter, because what you will find out is you'll say, these are things I never thought about. I didn't know that, you know, if I didn't feel that great today, I didn't have to run to the doctors, or I didn't have to go have a drink, or I didn't have to go find somebody else to talk me down. I could just say, you know what, I'll sit and be calm. Let's see what Tree Frog Farm has, maybe a plant essence. It's called One Drop of the Essences of the Plants that's instilled into vinegar or brandy, and you just put one drop under your tongue. Sit there for a few seconds. Go about your day. See how you feel a little later. And I'd like to relate plant essences to, everybody can say this about Mother's Day, you got flowers, right? What does everybody do? First thing you do with flowers, smell them. They smell great. Your heart opens up. You smell another flower, oh, it just makes me feel so good. You feel your whole body tingling. That is an essence of a plant. Isn't that really cool? And now wouldn't you like to have it in your bottle so you can carry it in your purse and you could have it all the time instead of really, you know, maybe having to marry a florist, you know, so you could have those flowers every day. Well, today Diana's going to be talking to us about how they are made, why they are so important, what they really are, and how she can help others too within their healing path. So Diana, thank you so much for being with us today. I know that was so random, but I eventually get there, don't I?
It works. That's great. Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You know, we have to eventually get to it because so many things are going on, you know, like I said, with Mother's Day. I mean, when we smell flowers, we go, oh, that feels so good. Wouldn't you like to have it every day? It's like, yeah, I'd like to have that feeling every day. And that's when I thought of you again, you know, with the plant essences. So can you tell us what a plant essence is?
Yes. And one of the things that is that right off the beginning, I want to describe the difference between a flower essence and an essential oil or something that's scented. Because
mm-hmm.
Flower essences do not of their own carry a scent. They're
right.
an electrical or energetic vibrational imprint in water. And when you smell something, there's the actual physical molecules of that plant are moving into your nostrils, into your olfactory system. And that's what you're smelling is actual molecules of the plant. And with a flower essence, they're more electrical. So I want to give you an analogy that I think works pretty well. Think about walking into your house and you flip on a light switch and you expect the light to come on. But if it doesn't, and you know that the light switch is good and you know that the light bulb is good, then that tells you there's something going on in that circuit. So the wiring. So it doesn't matter if the switch and the bulb are both functional as long as if there's no communication between them, the light bulb still won't come on. So when you look at the house in the realm of plant, think about anything of where we use the physical molecules of the plants themselves would be like the house or like a building. So that would be food, teas, tinctures, salves, essential oils, and any infused oils, like if you get a massage and the massage therapist puts an oil on you, it has a scent in it, that's an infused oil. The way that essential oils are made is by pressing or distilling the molecules out of the plant that carry the scent. So, but the flower essences are made very differently. In some methods, you would float flowers on water, and put it in the sunshine, and then the contact and the imprint of the sun will infuse the quality of that flower into the water. And that's the way that I started, but more now I go straight to the plant spirit.
About floating the flowers on the water, I would like to say sometimes another analogy to that would be here in the South we say let's put a tea bag on the top of water and you'll have sun tea, you know?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
a similar idea. I'm sure it's a graphic idea. It's way on the other end of it. But it is still the same thing. The sun is releasing the energy.
It's
out
a
of
similar
the
idea, right?
Right.
And what
into
some
the water.
People understand is that they're making a solution that they then dilute homeopathically, or they
mm-hmm.
dilute to a very, 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 very minute amount, so that it operates. You take it sublingually under your tongue, so that it goes straight into the bloodstream and operates at the cellular level. And primarily those will go to emotional kinds of things on a flower essence level.
When you're looking at these certain flowers, though, is
mm-hmm.
it, do you have the same pattern that plant essence would be used for as it might feel In other words, like, let's say Lily of the Valley is a perfect example. Lily of the Valley, to me, I had written something at one time, you know, it comes up in this delicate stem with these really profound green leaves that are big and heavy and sturdy. And this little tiny delicate flower comes up and it bends its head down. And to me, I always think of it because it used to grow in our by the side of our driveway, but it was mostly always related to the graveyards.
Right.
And it was always around, you know, the cemetery stones. And, you know, in when we think of botanical medicine, we think of Lily of the Valley as opening the heart or bringing back or, you know, that kind of jolt. And when you think of Lily of the Valley of your plant essence, is it similar idea?
Well, sometimes they're similar and sometimes they aren't. And you'll find that different companies' essences have different definitions or descriptions of themselves based on kind of their level of working with them, whatever the whole range of the essences that they are making kind of work together, how they work together. So I just actually remade our Lily of the Valley essence last week. And the way that it's working through my set has more to do with the brain and the heart working together to help us remember who we really are as human beings.
Ah. Yeah, and that's... And when we think about it being around graveyards, we think, I don't know, to me, it's just a remembering. You know, I think I sometimes tend to take little pieces of what someone says and I'll say maybe that piece fits or that piece doesn't. But I think when we remember as human beings, you know, we remember those people too, but it's very profound with the heart again also. And I would always be Lily of the Valley. It's so interesting. It always was in the shaded part. You know, like
it would, right.
Yeah, it would come up just where it would get enough sun, you know, with a few rays to be able to get it to come up between the green leaves. And I always think of it as just like a tender little thing that says I'm there, and but it has a profound presence. And I think of that as probably a very potent plant essence, right?
Yes, definitely. Very potent. Right. Right. So, If we can go back to the house analogy for a moment again. So the way that I'm making the essences are more like going to the power plant, the power generation plant, for that particular plant, for that high voltage, like it's coming right out of a power plant. And then it goes through a series of transformers, just like electricity does on its way into a person's house. And one of the transformers is the sun. And then I also have my first storage bottles. They're called mother bottles sitting by the plant. And then some crystals around them, which help to be kind of one of the last transformers to kind of ground it, if you will, into a voltage that we can actually use in our bodies. So it would be like back at the house, when you connect up that circuit between the switch and the light bulb, you want to make sure that it's running at the voltage that is appropriate for the appliance, like the light bulb. So it would be 110, and that will complete that circuit, and that will then allow you to get the light bulb to work. Well, in our body, what the flower essences do is to complete the circuitry in and around the body and in the energy fields around the body, which in turn allows the physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual components of the body to function.
Well, when I think about also the plant essences, when we say to people, have you ever, maybe let's say you just had a really busy day at work and you came home and you sat down and you felt like your body was still vibrating. That's the energy of your body being at a frequency that's just off balance.
Correct.
And We think, what are we going to do because we have to fix it? And then our option is either do we lower our body, you know, or do we increase? I mean, a lot of people these days are saying, I'm really anxious and everything, and I need to have myself toned down or zoned down. And they take a lot of these drugs and medications and zone themselves out so they can't sense or feel or know these anymore. And that's where I think plant essences are absolutely fabulous, is because it's for that second. It's you know, it's not something you're taking over a period of lifetime to zone out your entire body. It's just something that will say, I'm a little bit, you know, on edge right now. Let's try a drop, and it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so simple in the way I think about it, and yet it's so complex in the way you're doing it to be able to gather all the flowers with all their essences.
Well, I do the complex part so it can be simple for everybody else. Because you're right. Basically, and it doesn't feel complex. Let me just say this. It doesn't feel complex to me because this is such a love of mine, and it feels like I've known this forever, that it's really simple. This is really simple for me to do, too. But I want to make it simple for people to use. And that's part of why I make blends that are on particular themes. So one of the possibilities for someone who comes in from work that's kind of wired, or from a day in town or whatever, there's like several different options of what might work for you. But one of the really nice ones would be the calm, centered, and clear essence.
Yeah.
Because it has to do with sensory and cognitive integration, so and just feeling centered and grounded and calm in your body. So you could actually use it during work, which I do. I've actually got one sitting on the desk right in front of me here, so when I start to get a little bit jittery being on the phone with everybody, that I can just go squirt, squirt, and take a little squirt of it in my mouth and settle back down. It's really nice after work, too. And then there are times that things get so intense that you feel like you're just kind of come undone.
Mm-hmm.
Or you feel like maybe you're going into shock a little bit because things just get so intense. And that's more in the range of our product. It's called SOS, shock or stress. And if you're familiar with the Bach remedies, the rescue remedy, this would be comparable, but a broader range.
You know, and I think that's so simple, too, to just say one drop. It's not like you're carrying around drugs that you have to be drug tested for, that you can't do it at work, or that you can't, you know, spray it when you're driving or whatever. This is something that is so simple and so yet powerful. You know, I always think about when we think about how we want to bring things into our body, there's nutrition by our foods, and we really need to be healthy foods. Then if that doesn't work, I always think of tinctures next, and then I think of supplements and nutrient-dense powders, and then we also then come down to, then you come down to the essential oils, like you said in the beginning, and then we come down to the plant essences. But they all have their places. It's just when you need one and how long you need one for. You know, the difference
right.
between a plant essence and a tincture. Can you talk a little about that? I mean, a tincture
Definitely.
Is a different part of the plant. You take it for a longer period of time, and it's meant to make a bigger change in a shift. Go ahead.
Well, the tinctures are part of the building. And
mm-hmm.
in this analogy that I gave earlier. So the way that a tincture is made is by taking the plant material that can be leaves or stems or roots. It depends on the plant and what part you're needing to use for that particular tincture. And they mash it up and usually put it in alcohol or sometimes in glycerin to extract out the molecules. Again, we're working with molecules of the plant that hold the healing properties that you're wanting from this plant. And so it's got color to it. It's usually a brownish sort of a liquid. And you take it orally. because you want it to go through the digestive system and begin to work. It's an herb. Basically, it's a tincture of an herb, but it's in that particular form rather than being like a tea or a capsule. And yes, it usually is used over a period of time to shift the metabolism or shift the way that the cells are working in some way.
And a lot of people will say, you know, I'm eating plants. I'm doing a plant-based diet, so I'm getting plants. So am mm-hmm. I getting the essence of the plant? When really these plants we're talking about that you use are flowers. Granted, there's some different ones here, but there's flowers and trees, and we're mm-hmm. not normally eating flowers and trees all the time.
Well, these are working more on that spiritual level because and to the energetic level of they start working their work through the energy field, through the energy circuitry, through the mm-hmm. meridians, the chakras. And then from there, because they're completing that circuit like we talked about in the building so that the light bulb could work, so mm-hmm. because the circuits are being completed or the rheostat's been turned up, there's more life force moving through those circuits, then that in turn begins to improve what's going on the physical, emotional, psychological, spiritual levels. So it can work with anything. They're good complements to tinctures because they work from two different directions.
Mm-hmm. And also, too, people will ask me, they will say, I don't understand what this chakra stuff is, or this meridian things, and I really don't get what it means. And even in, so that's on one side. And then on the other side, I would also talk to people, they walk a lot, and they expect walking to just help their health. And I'm like, the most important thing you could do is put your arms over your head. Your arms never even get blood up to the top of your head, you know. You just keep pounding it down in the bottom of your physical mm-hmm. being, expecting it to be pumped up to the top instead of trying to bring it there yourself. So I kind of think of that as stuck meridians, you know. I always try to say to people, what is the balance in your body? Are you just moving your feet and your legs and you're walking, but nothing else is moving in the rest of your body? You're kind of like pushing against a gradient, you know?
Right.
Or when you're having acupuncture is used, you know, to be able to open up those channels. There's something blocked. I have a headache. The energy's in my head. And what do we always say to them? The first point I'm going to do is on your foot, because your foot is going to open up the whole channel. So, and I think that's really important because a lot of your essences are able to do that also.
Right. So I think of the chakras as like direct connections to the source of all each of them connects into an endocrine gland into a place on the spine. So they connect to the central nervous system and they connect to the metabolic, how our body metabolizes and the meridians, I think about, again, like the house, like the electrical circuitry in the house. So there's like circuits running all through the houses so that you have outlets to electricity at various places, and that goes on around our bodies too, where there's, you know, you could say like there's a circuit that plugs into the liver, and there's a circuit that plugs into the small intestines, and there's a circuit that plugs into that particular muscle, and you know, you can think of it in that sort of a way. And so, like, for instance, I do have an organ energy meridian blend that works with the liver and the meridian for the liver and the field of energy around the liver itself. And by strengthening both of those, it strengthens the physical liver. And that can be really helpful during a detox. If you're doing a detox, you could do the liver flower essence blend along with that. It's really helpful if there's any kind of way that the liver is compromised. This time of year is the time of year that relates to liver and what's called the wood element. There's in the Chinese five elements theory, there's five elements. So you've got air, fire, water, earth, and wood. And the wood element, it would be like the plants, like the trees. So this time of year, the spring, because then things are pushing up and growing and things are getting green, which is the color of the wood element, related to the wood element, would be the time of year for that the liver and the gallbladder, its pair, are most active. So I've got organ blends that would work with those. And one of the uniqueness...
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Sorry, wouldn't you also think about the liver and the gallbladder as a clearing out? Because, in other words, we always say in the spring, you know, spring cleaning. Well, the liver and the gallbladder tend to be more sluggish in the winter months because they're a little more root foods and things like that you might eat. And, you know, you're not as active and you're not outside as much. And when you start moving things to a greater degree, it's always the liver and the gallbladder, but they're also the core of movement. I mean, that is the most important thing, to be able to move in your body. Everybody drinking these green drinks is clogging up some of their liver and gallbladder because they haven't moved it in so long. It's like pushing against a wall. So kind of this would help ease maybe some of their side symptoms of being able to start doing that.
Right. And the liver and gallbladder meridians, the wood element, do rule joints, which just has a lot to do with movement. And they also, it also works well with the way we think about things and plan and put things into action, because springtime often gets to be a busier time of the year.
Right.
And there's that correlation, too. If you're starting a project or you're starting or you're in the middle of a project and you need to get focused and you need to be able to line out and get practical with how you're going to do things, that's a liver gallbladder sort of benefit, you know, to be working with these organ blends to help support that process as well.
And also I think that you have some combination ones that I call that are very important. Like, let's say I've had spiritual spine before, and I really found that it was really just something to... you know, when you just needed to get out of that stuckness, and you say you call it a paradigm shifter. You know, how many people do you know that are saying, "I'm just stuck. I don't know. I'm just stuck."
Mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like it's that kick in that pants. You know, it's sort of like, okay,
definitely,
well, let's just kick that key forward and let's see where it falls. And if you know, people will say, "I'm in the abyss. I'm on the edge. I don't know what's next." And it's almost like a hope or a faith kind of like correlation where it'll say, it's okay, you know, we're going to line you up, here we go. So you do have some combination ones similar to that.
Well, the liver and the gallbladder that I was talking about are part of a grouping that I'm calling the organ energy meridian blend. And the spiritual spine is part of a different group that I'm calling process blends, because they have to do with life processes, just like you were talking about. So I had blended the spiritual spine, and then not long after that, the Fukushima nuclear plant went haywire and was spewing radiation all over the place. And there was all this stuff, and we're right in the path of it here in the Pacific Northwest, in Washington State, we're right in the path of it. So there was a lot of panic around this area about, oh my gosh, I got to go find seaweed. I got to find out what to do about radiation. And I introduced this blend at that time, and I said, rather than go into a panic, what this blend is going to help you do is to come back into yourself, feel your core, feel your spine, feel your connection, and stop that place of just going crazy and going, what do I really need to do? And how can I consider what's going on for the other people? You know, rather than standing in line for hours to try to get a shot or to try to find some seaweed, look online and see what you can do to, you know, offer financial assistance to the people that have lost their homes. And they might have to move out of their whole area of the country, You know, I mean, you have to be educated about what you need to do for yourself, too, but rather than falling into that place of just despair and worry and fear, find that fortitude, find that gumption, you know, find that place of solidity that you can go to within yourself and do what you know you need to do for yourself and for others.
You know, I think a lot of that comes with experience with people. We stayed for Hurricane Katrina. We stayed for storms after that. And the ones after that, each time, you know, even up to this year, when it comes to April, I'm like, what is this year going to be? I can't wait till the summer is over. I wish it was Thanksgiving already, you know, that type of thing. But we also know, too, you know, everybody says, you know, it's going to be the worst season ever and all these other things. And I noticed this year for the first time, it's already upon us, the hurricane season in 2 weeks. And there were no prior reports of dread. They just weren't, there were no reports at all. And we went, wow, did you notice that? And how great it makes you feel, and you don't have to worry about it. And, you know, a lot of people will say, you know, well, but we have to worry about it, and why do you live there, and all this other stuff. And it's like, sometimes you just have to step back, like you said, and take a breath and say, okay, if a storm comes, what do? There's only two things I take out of my house that are important, my computers and my pictures. Everything else can go, and everything else in the past has gone, and I know the experience, and it's like, huh, you know, thank God, I don't really like that couch anyway. Let it go, you know? And you just have to get into that point of not worrying so much. And I think sometimes when you look at the spiritual spine or some of your other flower essences, they're really important to just take that edge off and say, okay, so my couch will go. See you later. I'm not going to carry all my furniture on the back of my pickup truck, you know? You have to look at reality of where it is, and do you really have to carry that fear all the time? So I think they're really great for releasing fear or releasing that stress of fear, or that sometimes people call it loss of faith, or they say, I'm just scared. And these are very, very potent for those type emotions.
Right. And another one for when you're experiencing it, or even in your anticipating experiencing it, would be the SOS blend, that shock or stress blend. Because even anticipating, we can go put ourselves into shock. So the SOS is that kind of like first aid, really powerful, bring you back into your body, calm the nerves, calm the emotions, and be able to think clearly. And the spiritual spine is more like taking it to the next level of, okay, how do we really get solid within ourselves and function well? Where the SOS is like, okay, let's just get you to be able to be aware that you're in shock and come out of it enough to begin to think about what you need to do. Am I being clear enough in the distinction there?
Yep. And you also have aromatherapy essence misters. And I think these are important, where I always say to people, I have one child. When this person comes into the room, it's like, okay, it's almost like you feel like your breath has gone away, you know? And then when they're gone out, it's like, oh, okay, we notice the change, you know, when they're in your presence. And sometimes when you have these essence misters, it can just like, it can almost change the sense and the mood in a room. Just like people
can definitely.
Right, like they're, when people come in, you can feel the energy change. And I always like to say this to people, and I find that these are the most important times, is when someone is sick or end of life. I recommend these all the time to people. Because, you know, when you have a baby, everybody can't wait to get in the room. You can feel all that energy in there. There's bright colors. Everything's going on. Everybody's gathered around laughing, smiling. But when it comes to the end of life, everybody's standing out in the hallway. Well, let me know later. Or call me later when, you know, the funeral is. Or, you know, they don't even go there. You know, or if someone's not well, they're kind of like, oh, I don't do well with that. You know, they have all these issues around it. But no one always rushes in to see and to be with a person and to celebrate their life. And what I work a lot on end of life, we celebrate that end of life, you know, because it's very important to everybody to feel that they were heard and loved at that time. So if you can just shift that energy and shift everything around, you'll notice the energy going on and the dynamics around the people or the topic or the place or whatever's going on.
Mm-hmm. The Angels of Light or Aromatherapy Mister is really nice for that. It has flower essences in it as well as the essential oil. So it has the energetic qualities we've been talking about with flower essences, and it also has the scent qualities that we've been talking about with how when you smell a flower. So the primary scent is lavender. There's also a little orange and a little bit of thyme. And they're all highly antimicrobial. So if there is an illness going on and there's any bacteria or whatever stuff running around in the room, that it can take care of that. But it also shifts the energy to kind of letting go all of the old stuff and bringing in white light, bringing in a higher heart feeling, and the comfort of feeling like you have your angel's wings around you. It's really a very sweet blend.
And I think that's important because there's a lot of fear at that time, you know, with a lot of people. And if you know and you have some of these things at your disposal, you know, if you're ill or if you're not well or if someone else is sick or your anxiety or things going on in your life or you're overly anxious, so there's going to be a huge change in your life or you're stuck in change of life, every single place that I've just said has a reason to use a different type of your plant essences, right?
Right. Yes, definitely.
So how would you decide? You do have services where you do help people to decide which one is best for them at a certain time. But tell us about your services first, but also tell us, if I'm just someone reading your newsletter, how might I know how to get started in this?
Well, the services that I offer, I put under the general category of vibrational repatterning. And that would include helping people to choose or choosing for them and making a custom combination of flower essences that can work for the particular issues that they're talking about. So when I do a consultation with somebody, we talk for a time, sometimes 20 minutes, sometimes half an hour, and I get really clear on what it is that they're wanting to address. And I let my body mind interpret what their body mind is asking for. And I do this even remotely. Most of my work is over the telephone. So I'm hearing their voice as well as listening to the words. And I pick up information from both of those. And then energetically, I'm also feeling what it is that their body mind is wanting. So then I use a kind of kinesiology, the muscle testing, where I then pick out the bottles that would work for them and combine them into one bottle that they can then use. And that makes it very simple. Instead of having to work with a whole bunch of different little bottles, they just have one to work with. And I tell them exactly what's in it and how to use it.
And like we said before, this is just something that they would do for a little while. And you would give them clear instructions. Are you doing it for symptoms, or are you doing it for toning and strengthening, or are you using it to clear and re-pattern, as you say, an energy, correct?
Mm-hmm. And some people are doing all of those, plus going really deep into old trauma old family issues and working on all of that at the same time as well as their spiritual development. So for some people, it's a very short-term thing. They work with me once or twice, and they feel like they're done. I had one woman work with me for 11 years, and I've had other people work with me for 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 years just because they felt like the essences were continually addressing the level at which they were progressing. So as they used a bottle of essences, they would make some shifts, and then the next bottle would support the next level of shifts, and then so on. And for some people, that works really well. And for some people, it's more like, I just want something for, you know, a month or two or a few days to just help with this particular thing. Or I want something to have available on my countertop or in my medicine cabinet that I can just go, oh, I think I want that now, and then just go take some. So there's a variety of ways to work with the essences. It just depends on kind of how you're wanting to do it and what works best for you.
What about children and elderly? And if I have other health diseases and I'm taking medications, how would taking these essences work in that paradigm?
Very well for children and elderly. And they do not conflict at all with any kinds of medications because they're working in a very different direction, where the medications are working on the physical level, the flower essences are working energetically and then can move in to complement what's going on with the medications. Children respond really well to flower essences. I've just been delighted at times, like to be at events where there's children, and they'll come up to my booth and they'll start picking out their own essences. I just love it, you know, because they're so tuned in. And the children really like essences in general. And the Calm Center Clear was developed partially with the idea of some of the new, more sensitive children in mind.
And there are a lot of children that are very sensitive, too. Let's talk for a second. There are a lot of children that have health challenges right now, and I think plant essences are a great thing versus going into the heavy-duty pharmaceuticals first.
Definitely.
So wouldn't that be a suggestion, like maybe to say, let's try, let's give it a try. It can't hurt, right?
Right, exactly. It can't hurt. If there's anything that's in the combination that is not needed, it just doesn't operate. There's just nothing for it to do. The only time that I've seen any kind of reaction would be for some people that try to take too much at one time, and then it kind of speeds things up a little bit too fast. But, you know, if you follow the instructions or if you have questions, contact me and I'll give suggestions on how to use the products. But if they're used as they're stated, they're perfectly fine.
And it does not... So these are not things also that would cause any problem going to work or going to school or doing
really
any
help.
Other type work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they really help. Yeah, they do. I've had people come back to me and say, wow, I can think so much more clearly. I can function. I'm better at work. I use it when I'm driving. I think I live on an island in a little small little place. And if I go into a city, I have my Calm Center Clear with me and my brain essence with me right then because I get way overloaded with all of the stimulus of so much traffic and everything
right.
all around me. And so I'm needing to just come down and be really centered and present so that I'm driving well.
And it does make a difference, you know, because
yeah,
if you're real jittery and everything, you know, you just want to feel at your best, and I think that's what plant essences are all about, is feeling your best and being, you know, in a state of balance instead of always feeling like you have to, you know, be talked down off the trees, as we always say, you know. You don't always want
right,
to feel
exactly.
like that.
Right.
You know, and how many people are always having that? I can tell you a lot of people have that problem, you know, where they want to be talked down off the trees. I had right now, my daughter, she said, oh, well, there was a really bad storm and the lightning hit the grass and now it's all singed, but, oh, I'm okay and I'm good to go. But she still had to call me to be able to calm herself down, you know.
Right.
And then she says, oh, but I'm okay. But she's able to do that. Not a lot of people are able to balance themselves just by letting it phase through themselves and moving on to the next thing. So that's where these really fit in.
Right.
So, Diana, can you tell us if what you have coming up? I know you have events and things, and you really teach. Do you teach a lot of people how to be able to use these?
I've taught over the years, and I took a couple years off, and this year I'm starting to teach again. I am going to do a local class. It's not going to be online. It will be local here at Tree Frog Farm, and it's about how to make flower essences and use them in your life or your family.
And that's important, you know.
definitely. It's definitely important. It's a one-day class, and there, there's actually not on the website quite yet. We're still in the process of figuring out what the date's going to be, but it's going to be late July. It will likely be July 26th, but I'm not totally sure yet.
So if somebody's in the area or vacationing, they could potentially come for that class. So can you tell us, I know I always get your newsletter, how others will be able to get that newsletter, because you send all kinds of information out all the time.
Right. It's very easy to sign up for our newsletter. You can go onto the homepage of our website, and our website is treefrogfarm.com. And on the homepage, there's a on the right-hand side, there's a link to sign up for the newsletter. If anybody forwards a newsletter to you, there's a link on the newsletter that will be forwarded to you to sign up for the newsletter as well.
You know,
and
it's so funny. Go ahead.
In my newsletters, the products that are on special for a month, and I do two a month. So there's, like, for an example, from May 1st to the end of May, and then from I'm putting one out on Friday, so it will be May 16th to middle of June. And they so then all those the products that are named in those two newsletters are on special. They're on, they have a discount on them for that time frame.
And don't you think when in your newsletter, when you have those specials on them and you focus and have a featured one, it always is about where the world is right now or where everybody's energy is right now. It just seems to fit. As I said in the beginning of this call, every time I get your newsletter, it's like, oh, I need that one, you know, or, you know. Mm-hmm. And when I look back at the old ones, I say, don't need that one anymore. You know, I need the new one now. So it's sort of like I seem to be on the train of enjoying each newsletter because then it's always a product that I'm right in sync.
Good. Well, I try to do that. But I don't. Well, I don't necessarily go out and go, what's going on in the world that needs, you know, I need to address right now. I did that with the newsletter with the spiritual spine because of Fukushima and being so obvious. And there are times that does come up, something that's really obvious going on in the world. But more, it's like I'm just sensing, feeling what's going on for me and for other people around me, and what products are just kind of rising up to the surface to talk to me and say, okay, this is our time. And then not surprisingly, people come back with exactly what you're saying. I have customers all the time that come back and say, oh, my gosh, this is exactly what I need right now. Thank you. You know, so
yep.
It seems to work.
And it's really important, you know, to be able to see that and read it and to say, you know, I mean, I live here in the deep south. You're in the northwest. But I'm saying, you know, oh, I really am sensing I need that right now. And
right.
For someone to feel that other people are too is really, really important in this time of change. You know, people are shifting a lot of their energy right now. They're having different jobs, different locations, more things are going on in their lives. And when you can read that and you could say, oh, that's something that will help me feel good today, and that's very important.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So if people, can you tell us, we almost towards the end, we have about 8 minutes left, how people will be able to find out. You said they can call you up and you help work with them over the telephone. Is that something that they need to have all their health records together or anything? Or are you really just listening to what their spirit is telling you as they talk? It's bothering them?
That's more listening to their spirit, their language, their words, their energy. They don't need to have their health records, but I will ask you generally some basic health questions. You know, it's good to know if there's a heart problem, or you know, if they're wanting to address something that has to do with the nervous system, or if there's some kind of family background that would be impinging on what's going on for them now. Those kinds of things are important to know. But I'm always respectful about what the person wants to say, and if there's something that they don't want to share, that's totally fine too.
Yeah, I think sometimes what they don't want to say is sometimes where they're stuck. And eventually, as you use things like flower essences or other remedies, it tends to As you let the bond, I always say as you let the bonds just kind of shake themselves, you know, the energy, it will start shaking and breaking things apart. As that starts to happen, those things will start to surface. In other words, some people might feel, they say, oh, I can trust you now, or you understand me, or you have empathy for me, so now I can say that. So that's a similar idea, just as these essences would help, you know, loosen up those bonds, and then eventually the people will say, you know, when I really started, you know, with you 6 months ago, this is my problem, and, you know, now I can tell you. And it's, and you kind of think in your mind, that's what we've been kind of working on. I had an idea, and it kind of floated itself to the surface, and how wonderful that is.
Exactly. Yeah. And I offer an introductory special for people to that are doing private consultations with me, partly because of that, because I want them to get to, a chance to meet me and decide if this work works for them, and then we can go from there.
Now, these are also in vinegar and brandy base. What about that with children and adults and medications?
So brandy is what's typical. Like I said, they're made in, the essences are infused into water, but then you need some kind of a carrier and preservative base, and brandy is typical. I particularly don't do brandy. There's alcoholism in my family background, and brandy just makes me nauseous. So any kind of alcohol. So We make a base that's an herb called shiso, S-H-I-S-O, and we actually grow the herb here and harvest it and dry it and make small tea infusions of that herb and then add organic white grain vinegar. And that's the base that's called the shiso base. So it's mostly herb tea with some vinegar in it, and that herb is high in antimicrobial properties, so it's already carrying that quality of keeping the essence clear. So, you know, none of the green slimy things go in the bottle kind of stuff.
And that's definitely something that children could do. So there'd be no problem with that.
No problem.
And, you know, I can remember when my kids used to go to school, I used to put tinctures of herbs in their orange juice bottle, because it was a long time ago. You used to be able to bring things like that to school. And all of her, my daughter's friends would always say, give me a drink. I want some. I'm thirsty. And she'd be like, no, this is my herbs. You can't have it. You know, and it was just so funny, you know. But then I think about also these essences. You know, it's so simple that you can put it into something and the kids would know or not know, and it really wouldn't even matter because
you can put it
the effect would still take, the effect would still take place, right?
A lot of kids carry drink bottled water to school, or either in, you can put your essences in their water. That'd be fine, and they can sip on it during the day. That way, it stays with them on a regular basis through the day, and it's very supportive.
You have to think of it as adults. You know, if you're frantic during the day and your kids are at school, your kids might be feeling something at school just as well. You know, they come home and everybody always says, oh, my kids are so wired when they hit the door. Well, you know, wouldn't you hate to be that teacher? Because they've had them wired all day long, you know. and I mean, that is the truth. People don't think about that,
yes,
you know.
They're really good for teachers, I'll tell you. I have a couple of clients that are teachers and they really like them.
I mean, really, I would bet too, you know, you know, with daycares and stuff like that with kids, you know, it's like, my goodness, when they get home, it's like you would think that the world is exploding, you know, because their energy is just so bounding and everything. It's just a little bit too much sometimes. So it's great to have something to be able to just take that little edge off. And sometimes you as a parent might need it more than the kids. So you have to decide on that, which one's more, you know, or you both can do it, right?
Sure, definitely.
Well, I know we're coming up on the end of the show, but if we have about 1 or 2 minutes, you know what? I was thinking about the grandmother, the big leaf maple. And can you just talk about that really quickly? To me, that always senses the month of June. Don't know why, but it just has some kind of sense of me with June. Big trees, the big leaves are always out, and they're floating in the wind. Can you talk? So if somebody said, I read that, and that sounds really cool, what would you say about that essence?
That is one of the more gentle and just really comforting kind of essences in my group of essences. It's the tree is huge, really, really, really huge. And it's at a nature preserve. It's just down the road from us. And I call her the grandmother big leaf maple because the spirit of that tree is just this old, old being and so kind, so grandmotherly. Excuse me. And it's like being there with her, sitting on her lap with her arms around you, just rocking and saying, and grandmother saying, "Oh, it's all right, dear. It's okay. Whatever's happened is totally fine. You're safe here. I'm with you." And that's the energy of that essence. It's a very sweet and beautiful essence.
You know, that's really interesting you say that because my grandmother, when I would go to her house, we would eat lunch, we would sit on the back porch swing, and we would just sit there like for 2 or 3 hours, just looking at the trees or watching the squirrels or whatever it is. Then we'd get up, go eat dinner, we'd come back and do that again. That's what we did all the time. And she was just so at peace with that, and that was her path. But, you know,
right.
It's interesting, yeah. And just let's pick one more. What's one more that jumps out at you? How about Our Lady of Guadalupe Rose? Can you talk to about that?
Yes, I can. Our Lady is a beautiful pink hybrid rose.
Mm-hmm.
And she's almost in bloom now, actually. And the it's about heart and the connecting to the higher heart energies of the universe and feeling your spiritual connection to love. And sometimes as these higher frequencies are coming in, they kind of set off the nervous system so that some of the dreariness that people are feeling these days is because we're kind of being, if you will, amped up. You know, it's like our nervous system is being high voltage, and we don't know what to do about it. And one of the things with this essence is it helps you to calm that sense of jitteriness or overstimulation or swinging between being full of energy or being very tired. And it's really nice in that way. Just from the heart, it helps to calm the nervous system. Where the pennyroyal flower essence from the kidneys, from the more the physical life force nerve going into the central nervous system, it works in that direction. So they're complements to each other. And all of
and
the essences are grounded
mm-hmm.
through stones, like I said. So the Our Lady of Guadalupe, all of the essences, all of the crystals that are involved with that have some kind of a heart influence to them.
You know, and that's so interesting because when you see flowers, they're so, they're there for a while and then they're gone. And, you know, just to come back another day, maybe next year or the year after. And you're just really harnessing all of the energy of them and able to share it with people throughout the year.
Yes, that's one of the things I love about them.
And that's so important.
Can I share this?
Yes.
Can I share the special that's going on for the people who are
yes.
listening to the show?
Mm-hmm.
If you are interested in trying some of our products, we're providing a coupon code that you can use at checkout on our website. And the coupon code is Radio Show 10% May 15.
And so they put all of that into the promo code area?
Right. And it's capital R on radio, capital S on show, 10, and the percent symbol, capital May, capital M on May, and 15. And that will get you 10% off any products on our website.
So I would encourage...
for the first 50 listeners who call in and order, and there's no minimum order.
That's absolutely great. I would encourage anyone who's listening to the show to try that out because they have a great I don't remember what the one for this month was, but like I said, you just read on their newsletter or right on the front of their website, and you'll find out which one is featured for this month, and that's really a great idea to get started with that. So, Diana, thank you so much for being with us. It's been a pleasure having you with us, and it's really hard for, I think, some people to understand energy of flowers, and then you're going to put it in a bottle. That seems kind of out there to them, but I think we've really talked a lot about it today so that they would be able to understand it a little more and give it a try.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, thank you so much for having me on the show.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.
All righty. You too.
Thank you. If you'd like more information about Tree Frog Farm, it is www.treefrogfarm.com. And I can tell you, please do sign up for the newsletter because there's so much information in there. They always have specials. There's great products. And like I said before on the show, you just feel like, oh, man, I really need that today. And you just call up and order it. These things are not expensive. They're not going to be $30, $40, $50. They're usually under 20, and it's really great to get started. And please do use the new special code for the first 50 listeners. You'll have to re-go back just like 2 seconds into this show to find out what that code is. And Diana, it would be great also to talk to you to find out more if you need help. If you say, I really don't know how to get started. I heard it on the show. Don't really know much about this, but there's something going on with me, and I thought I'd give it a try. Please do schedule a time with Diana for a private consultation. She does do them via phone. So thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure. It's a great day here in the South. All of our flowers are kind of already maybe peaking for maybe another few more weeks, but then we're going to get into that deep summer, you know, where nothing really wants to last very long. But we'll have these plant essences from Tree Frog Farm all year round. And I'll tell you, I have 6 bottles of mine, actually 7, and they're all just sitting on my bookshelf, and I just pass by and say, oh, man, I just really need that one today, and give it a spray. So thank you so much for being with us today. It's been a pleasure. I hope you give them a try, and until tomorrow, this is Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and have a great day.